Hi, everybody, and welcome. It's time for The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we're so honored to be with you.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Well, that basically sums it up. If you ever wish you had a single source for all of your livestock news, what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all of that and more? Some rodeo, all kinds of things that you might need. You, your cup of coffee, and the Tri-State Livestock News in the morning. Sounds like a pretty good matchup. Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And what have you got for us, Mike?
I'm going to share something about dinner in the 50s.
Oh, well, how interesting.
Yeah, should I start that?
Yeah, that's okay. A great perspective.
I don't know who wrote this, but I remember those days, the good old days, barely the 50s. I was born at the end of the 50s, so I more remember the 60s.
Yeah, the end of the 50s, you were born 2 weeks from the 60s.
Okay.
That's right. The very end.
Dinner in the 50s. Pasta had not been invented. It was macaroni or spaghetti.
I was going to say, wait a minute. There was pasta.
Curry was a surname. A takeout was a mathematical problem. Pizza sounds like a leaning tower somewhere. Bananas and oranges only appeared at Christmas time. All chips were plain. Rice was a milk pudding and never, ever part of our dinner. A Big Mac was what we wore when it was raining. Brown bread was something only poor people ate. Oil was for lubricating. Fat was for cooking. Tea was made in a teapot using tea leaves and never green. Cubed sugar was regarded as posh. Chickens didn't have fingers in those days. None of us had ever heard of yogurt. Healthy food consisted of anything edible. Cooking outside was called camping. Seaweed was not a recognized food. Kebab was not even a word, never mind a food. Sugar enjoyed a good press in those days and was regarded as being white gold. Prunes were medicinal. Surprisingly, muesli was readily available. It was called cattle feed. Pineapples came in chunks in a tin. We had only ever seen a picture of a real one. Water came out of the tap. If someone had suggested bottling it and charging more than gasoline for it, they would have become a laughingstock. And one more of those. The only thing that we never, ever had on or at our table in the 50s was elbows, hats, or cell phones.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Anyway, I remember those days, some of those days. Dinner in the 50s.
I think it kind of bled over into the 60s. I think that's why you remember.
Lasted for a while.
Yeah, it did indeed. It's interesting how many of those things have changed, without a doubt. I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now, but I don't worry about that much. I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometimes the goings get tough, but I got kids that love me that make me rich enough. I just thank God for his blessings and the mercy he has bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. I remember times when things went wrong and my faith got a little thin, and then all at once the dark clouds broke and the old sun broke through again. Oh God, help me not to gripe about the tough rows I have hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. If God gives me strength and courage when the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help another bear his load. Then I'll keep drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. I don't know where that came from, and I don't know who wrote it, but it's wonderful.
It's nice.
Yes, indeed. You know, some of these things have names, and I want to share them.
Oh, you shared some of these the other day.
Yeah, the rumbling of a stomach is actually called a wamble.
A wamble?
A wamble. And the cry of a newborn baby is called vagitis.
No kidding.
Yeah, or vagitis. I'm not quite sure of pronunciation. I maybe should have checked on that.
Well, we'll look that up.
Okay. Anyway, those are just a couple of things that you may not know that they actually had names.
Wanted to pass some information along to our listeners out there. We mentioned on an earlier program that Slim McNaught of New Underwood, South Dakota, a longtime contributor to The Good Stuff, had passed away recently, and services are going to be April 5th at 11 a.m. at the New Underwood Community Church. So wanted to pass that information along to all of our listeners there and those that knew Slim McNaught.
Of course, that is 11 a.m. Mountain Time in New Underwood.
And that's The Good Stuff.